decides if she's going to give any to the rest of the county.
Right.
We ready?
Yep. It's 8:31 on the clock, so we'll call a Board of Equalization meeting to order. The Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Tenants by observation, Jurgens Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Byers, and Tiemann. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Tiemann. Vote. That ain't working, apparently. Six to zero. I'll entertain a motion to approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Tiemann. Vote. 6-0. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none, move on. Okay. Public hearing for Goldcrest Retirement Center vehicle, probably. Entertain a motion to enter into public hearing.
I move. Moved.
Second.
Motion by Hill, seconded by Bauman. Vote. 6-0. Goldcrest Retirement Center. It's a 2015 Dodge Grand Caravan. The motor vehicle tax with the motor vehicle fee would have been $320. And it's to exempt that. They qualify for those right. Exemptions.
And I would move to approve the tax exemption.
You got to come back out of the public hearing first. I didn't give you a time. We went in at 8:32.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would move we come out of public hearing.
Second.
A motion by Byers, seconded by Bauman to close public hearing at 8:33. Vote.
Say so.
And 7-0. Lytle's here now. But he has to change his vote. 7-0.
I'll vote for it.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Now we'll entertain a motion to approve.
I would move to approve the tax exemption on the vehicle owned by Goldcrest Retirement Center.
Second.
A motion by Byers, second by Bauman. Discussion? Vote? 7-0. Okay. Approve or disapprove resolution to set tax rate for political subdivisions for 2015-2016. Entertain a motion. Then we'll have Patty discuss it.
So I would move to approve the resolution to set the tax rates for political subdivisions for 2015-16.
Second.
Okay, Patty, discussion.
Okay. Are just in. I went a little further, and I always do on the second, third, and fourth pages. That gives you guys a little example of what every subdivision asked for or requested for each political subdivision is tax dollars. And so that's kind of a breakdown, kind of my worksheet, but I type it all out so that you have a knowledge of what's going on with each political subdivision. The ones that you see blank on the front are the ones that are set by the other counties that I've not received yet. So tomorrow's the deadline for that, so we made it under the deadline before I had to have them quite a bit earlier. So, but that's what these are, and there has to be a resolution with a number on it that Michelle will have to.
Oh, okay.
So.
Did you give me one?
Well, here's the original.
Okay.
15-17.
Resolution 15-17, it'll be.
Yeah, that has to be placed on top of this then to approve them. So if there's any questions, let me know. But just to give you an indication, the school district of Odell only has a general levy of 57 cents. So the Odell school district is extremely in good shape as far as with the pipelines and things. And just comparing that to some of the other schools, plus when you look back to the city of Weimar, we have a 90-cent levy just in the city, the village, based on the pool bond and everything. So Dell folks are in good shape. But I think that's because of the pipelines and some of the things that have gone through that have given you a loss evaluation down there. So
good management.
I thought they had pumpkin and duck sales down there. It was pumpkins and ducks that did that.
Plus, you're getting your wind farms now. So
evaluation of the Juergens property.
Yeah, we might need to take a look at that.
Pumping oil down there yet?
No, they are very, very fortunate in that.
They are. I mean, when I accept that, I double checked it two or three times because now they do have, you know, let's see, a special value or a special building fund too. But when you look at all the other ones, it's just amazing that you guys are really in good shape down there.
Byron, just quick.
So
Matt, go ahead.
Actually, I do have a serious question. Do we know the impact of the wind farm down there on that valuation?
Well, I don't know. By the
pipeline's been there, so that's not new.
The megawatt capacity, I don't know. Lori can speak to that because it's the tax dollars go through her office, and I'm not sure how that part is. From the assessor standpoint, the only thing we can value on the real estate side is the concrete pads, right?
That's correct.
And so I think we have 12 in our county, and the concrete pads run, I'm going to say, 50 to 60,000.
I can't remember.
So for the real estate side of it, for my office, we can only do the concrete pad. I think the building is in Jefferson County. Is there a building that goes along with
this? Yes, there is a center.
So the megawatt capacity, that's done a little differently, and that goes through Lori's office. So, you know, at some point you may want to ask her. A certain dollar amount goes through, and Lisa Wiegand's really good on some of that, too.
Lisa's pretty good with that.
Yeah, we work together on that. But the only thing that my office does is the pads and the more the real estate. So that isn't bringing in as much, but maybe. I don't have any knowledge of that. So
I quote one from memory, but I don't know if my memory's right, the dollar amount per tower. But I Lisa, though, is we'll find that out for sure, especially with all our wind farm discussion.
I thought someone said like 7,500 or 8,000.
Yeah.
Actual.
I think our valuation is over 600,000 on valuation, but that really, I don't know if that's that big of a, you know, magnitude compared to what she may be collecting on the megawatt capacity.
Well, they're taxed on the nameplate capacity of each of those, and I think the total dollars that's for all the entities involved is, like Matt said, it's that $8,000 figure per tower. That's per tower.
Okay.
Per year.
Well, then that's.
And but I don't know the exact number. It was 8,000 something, a little over 8,000 or around that neighborhood. But, you know, if you take that times 12 down there, so that, you know, that adds up.
Yeah.
Pretty good. That's, you know, 96,000 in taxes.
Of course, when I'm figuring my valuations like an Odell, I'm only putting my real estate side of it in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's a little different, I think, than what.
Patty, I know in years past we've had a township or two that didn't get done. Everybody done this year?
Yeah, we got one in one really late, but that's okay.
But
I've got everything in, I think, as far as, you know. Now, there is a possibility if a tax, these all go to the budgets, all go to the auditor to the state of Nebraska. If there's a problem, she'll send them back. We have till November 5th to amend a levy or a tax rate. So, but right now this is where those are, so. And I didn't see anything that jumped out at me that was different from the preliminary resolution. So that's where they are today, at least. So.
We have a motion and a second for resolution number 15-17 to set the tax levies. Hereby levies the tax levies. Yeah. To set the tax rate for the political subdivisions for 2015-2016. Any more discussion? Questions? Vote. 7-0. Approve or disapprove maintenance agreement with Standard Appraisal Service, Incorporated, effective November 1st, 2015 to October 31st, 2016. Entertain a motion.
I would move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Byer, second by Juergens. Okay, now, Patty.
Yeah, we need him around some more, so. Another thing that I wanted to talk to you about, too, is we do have three Turk cases now. So
you have three now. I knew there was one filed.
Same person filed three.
Oh, he filed three. Okay.
One is on a house, and two of them are on ag land. Okay. So as the board, I go up, but you generally have someone like Daryl or whatever represent you on the house. However, Daryl does not do ag land. So I can try to go and do. Anybody wants to come along, they're welcome to.
Patty, who's the person that?
We have never had an ag land.
Oh, junior party.
Oh, all three.
Norman
of the
party, yeah.
Okay.
Because you passed the one out at our last meeting. You passed a copy of the fact that he filed or something.
Oh, Don might have. I did.
Don did. Yeah, Don did. Yeah.
On somebody each of did. The parcels.
Yeah. When will that be?
They're still looking at 2011. And we still have a Turk case out there that's Ken Chalua's that hasn't ever went to. So they're that far behind. They're going to single commissioner hearings now in order to get them done. And that's my understanding.
Years, not weeks, years.
Looking at a year, yeah.
And so I really don't know what would happen there. Because we still have one, was it from last year or 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
That has not gone.
Has not been heard yet.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about that, especially at workshops, because there's new assessors, and some of them don't have any knowledge of what even transpired during hearings. So, and, you know, just...
So, Myron, so a question. When someone files a Turk, does the current tax rate become status quo? Or do you...
Everything just stays as is, and then so I go back and do tax corrections if it does go, and then we... Is
stays,
that what you're asking?
Well, it stays as is based on what you had or what the new one was or what the old one was?
It's what I have. What we decided as a board, if we changed anything, then it and so that could literally stay for because, and then my question becomes, do they continue to file protests going forward? Because really, the only thing you have to do with any protest, it's only a one-year basis. So if you make a change in this boardroom, I can literally change it back if I disagree, or I can, you know, it only holds its value for 1 year.
It becomes a burden on the counties, though, if you have a large industrial such as Tyson Foods or some big operation, and you wait two. I've got a pending one for 2.5 years now, and it could be a big dollar item. And if they say then they want a refund because they're paying taxes under protest, if they're paying taxes under protest for 2 or 3 years, in some cases that's $40,000, $50,000, maybe $60,000 a year that the county then may have if they file for a refund.
Well, my biggest concern is you could have a watershed process where everybody could protest and they could all go to Turk, and basically nothing moves. And it costs $25 to hold your tax rate for 4 years.
It costs the taxpayer $25, but it costs the counties a lot to go to Turk.
Yeah.
Because when you figure out time that you put into the preparation here and then going up there, they talked about that a lot, too, you know, because a lot of times we have legal counsel. The only thing is if it's going to single commissioner hearings, I understand those are a little bit better for the taxpayer and a little bit more calmer than what we were before. I don't know. I know that probably the one that we just got, will probably go to a single commissioner hearing. I understand they only have two commissioners.
Correct. One commissioner either resigned or was fired. They've been fighting up there between themselves during hearings, and it's gotten to be a mess. But they're down to two, and the single commissioner, they have the opportunity. If they don't agree, if the taxpayer sits there and doesn't agree with what the decision is, they have the right then to go before a full panel. So then it continues to drag on. And those dates are then set into the future. So in some cases, the single commissioner hearing just continues to... You know, they just will go with the full panel because the single commissioners, if they don't get what they want, They reapply and go for the full panel. So, and the governor will appoint somebody.
I don't think that's been done yet, though.
No.
I've never went to a single commissioner one. I think they're a little bit more user, friendly and not so much like you're in a court of law. So that's a lot better for, I think, the taxpayer and the, you know. But generally, this board does send somebody up. So Daryl would be, this is my maintenance is with my office, but as a consultant to the board at some point, you know, I think you've appointed him for Ken Chalua's protest or his case, but if you'd want him to work, but it would only be one of the three because I don't know that you could do the other two. And we did talk about a consultant for the ag, you know, because we have commercial residential with Daryl during protests, and I do have somebody that would be interested in possibly helping with that. So he's even indicated now that he would help me with a few things. So I don't know what you guys' thoughts are on that, you know.
Well, as far as hiring, I can't remember his name now. Yeah. Dick Lloyd, I think we're all in favor of that, at least having that lined up ahead of time for the when they're going to protest or whatever, definitely. And if we need to during the year, that's something we can
discuss,
too.
Well, and that's why with those two coming up, we may want some of his he does a lot of the sales studies, and so do I. But
well, you know. I would talk to him and get some figures and what have you, and what you usually do, and then
I've been in discussion.
I think we'll need some kind of contract with him, like we're doing here with Daryl, so that him and the county both know ahead of time what we're looking at. But
we have a standard contract that we've used with him in the past,
and he's semi-retired, but he has shown some interest, and You know, I can tell you, well, we can move on, and then I'll talk a little bit about where we are on some of our statistics.
Okay. We need to finish approving.
Yeah,
Daryl.
We need to, and this is a one-year agreement with Daryl and his appraisal service, and the basic agreement includes 58 days of appraisal time, which will be $41,296 per year. If more than the 58 days are needed, the county will be billed at the rate of $89 per hour for any additional days. And this is basically the same agreement we had last year?
Yes.
He basically does all my commercial, and then Dan goes out and does the pickup work, and then Daryl prices all the homes and so forth. So he's my registered, licensed, or
whatever you call you.
Appraiser in my office. So.
Any more questions?
Heard him call
a
few other things.
If not, we have a motion and a second to approve the contract with Standard Appraisal Service. Vote 7-0. Anything else, Patty?
The only thing I can tell you right now, and that's why I had been talking to Lloyd. Like I said, he's semi-retired to look at the ag statistics. By dropping the old year off, and we have half of 15 that's on, we stop about halfway through 15, we're at 66%, which it's a lot better than where I've been before, so it's telling me that things are maybe starting to stable off, but at 66, we still need to be at 69% to 75%. So
according to preliminary numbers, we'll probably looking at an increase in ag land valuation.
The only thing is we still are really into it. You know, there's things that we still are checking on. You know, we try to verify a lot more than what we know about the sale and everything. So the more that people cooperate with us, the better it is. But tax officials are not real perceived as, you know.
So, Patty, if you do see sales drop this fall, and I've heard a few that have been this way, ag land sales, it won't affect anything for next
year
then?
Not yet. We stop about October, so right now is when we're stopping our sales. But at 66%, at least tells me that maybe what Lloyd told me the other day, there's some no sales. Where people are not taking what people are offering. I think you're seeing some people being very cautious not to buy the land right now just because of things that are happening. But there again, I'm always the year behind, and that's what's going to be. It's not going to come down as quickly as you're going to want it to based on the way that the laws of the state are written.
You're behind in collecting the data and doing that, but we're 3 years. You don't drop off the third year until you get the new year. So, yeah.
We do have a few towns out there that are too low now, though. So it tells me that some of the residential in the villages and stuff are starting to pick up a little bit.
I think this past year we've seen that. I know Lincoln went up with an increase and stuff. Some of them are showing the housing is showing a better market than what we have for quite a few years. So
that's kind of where we're at. So.
And you'll be back for pictometry then?
Yeah. Do you know what time that's on? Or
no, it's on the agenda there.
Okay. Shad, can you just...
They're flying in and have to find a place to land.
They do?
1:30.
Yeah. Well, I heard the runway was tore up out there for a while. So, okay. Thank you, Patty. Anything else for a Board of Equalization? If not, we'll end Board of Equalization at 8:52, and we'll go right into the Board of Supervisors.